Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Michelle Durham, here's what's happening. The Senate voted unanimously last night to approve the $2 trillion stimulus package. The details now from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
After the Senate comes the House, which is expected to vote on the relief package tomorrow. And what really stands out to many are the one-time direct payments from the government. The Trump administration says they hope to start rolling them out in 3 weeks. The payments are based on your latest tax filing. Individuals who earn $75,000 or less will get $1,200. Married couples who earned $150,000 or less will get $2,400 plus $500 per child.
There's a lot more in the bill, including money for hospitals, transportation, states, and local governments. All said and done, Senator Pat Toomey says Pennsylvania will get about $5 billion. A Philadelphia man has died of the coronavirus, becoming the city's first fatality in the pandemic. And KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports officials say they expect more deaths as the virus continues to spread.
We are all deeply saddened by the loss of this resident. Our prayers are with the family and loved ones at this very difficult time.
That's Mayor Jim Kenney on the death of a man in his 50s. He died after just a few days of being sick and a brief hospitalization. Officials say for privacy reasons they would provide no other details except that he did have an underlying medical condition.
This virus is very real and very deadly. And when we tell residents to stay at home, to avoid even small gatherings, we are not kidding.
The city announced 93 new cases, including police and firefighters and a civilian city employee. City officials say they're preparing for more cases here, including continuing negotiations to use the closed Hahnemann Hospital as quarantine space. Governor Wolf says he will sign a bill that will delay Pennsylvania's primary until June 2nd. The State House and Senate approved the change yesterday without a single no vote. Lawmakers cited concerns about the risk of coronavirus facing senior voters as well as poll workers, many of whom are also seniors. In addition to allowing more time for counties to round up poll workers, the bill will also allow counties to consolidate polling locations, many of which are located at places like senior centers. In New Jersey, 62 people have died from COVID-19, at least three in South Jersey. The state confirms one death in Burlington County, although county officials count three. Now, Cumberland County reporting one fatality. At least 150 South Jersey residents have tested positive among the over 4,400 statewide. The details now from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Governor Phil Murphy says there will come a point when decisions will have to be made on how much health care goes for testing and how much for treatment. But he makes this vow.
We will fight to save every single life.
Health officials are mirroring a prediction from their counterparts in New York that the virus may peak in 2 to 3 weeks in the hardest hit North Jersey counties. Healthcare and emergency workers are getting priority on one front, child care. The governor's ordering centers to serve them exclusively come next week, with those that can't closing by April 1st.
New Jersey residents have been reporting non-essential businesses that are still open. Complaints now being taken online due to the high volume. The first drive-through coronavirus testing site in Burlington County opens today at 1 p.m. It's at the county's Emergency Services Training Center at 53 Academy Drive in West Hampton. Herb Conaway is the director of the county's COVID-19 task force, and he says lots of people have been reaching out already.
Our facility and as well as doctor's offices and hospitals across the county have received numerous requests for testing. It's a national issue. We struggle to find testing supplies and the equipment needed to safely do the testing, but we have that at hand and we're ready to go.
Because supplies are scarce, he asks only people showing coronavirus symptoms get tested. No referrals are needed here. It's appointment only. To make one, dial 609-726-7097. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. And of course, on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.